My sister was down there with her husband, picking up their kids that my older brother, who beats me, is down there with our parents, who watch him beat me when I'm in a dress, when I'm in women's clothing. These people babysit her children, and she knows it. She just keeps bringing her children here to be raised by transphobic bigots. And I'm taking this down the stairs. Right. It is sad because I, the only thing I could do as I was standing in the hallway where my sister and her husband, Rusty, standing there with their kids, all I could do was walk up the stairs because they won't speak to the trans person who's getting beat, but they speak to the man who beats me. Our older brother beats me, and he's over twice my size, and the only thing, there's no speaking terms with me. Because it's awkward for their marriage. It's awkward for their marriage. That's the only reason. These people are asinine, juvenile people, childish, raising children. It's sad, and I'm angry. The only thing I could do was just angrily stomp up those stairs right in front of them, because they don't have an ounce of maturity or accountability. About violence that repeatedly happens in the house across the street from theirs, that they keep bringing their children here to be babysat and raised by these bigots. I've been getting beat down. All psoriasis spreads on my body. Psoriasis spreads on my body from this stress, from the stress of getting beat by these men. Both my brother and my father have beaten me in this house. My older brother is so bad. My brother is so bad at the violence. And they don't care, and he never apologizes. He never apologizes. He's too macho. He's too in need of that macho ego to ever be a man. And so is Rusty. He's the same damn way. And I'm just glad I'm documenting all of this because I'm done with assholes and bigots and terrible people. That's it.